This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Did you guys see Gary Patterson, by the way, from TCU? I never understand this. Now, this is a message for white people. Okay, white people everywhere. Okay, I don't care if you're white and Latin, white and Asian, white and Anglo, whatever, any kind of white person. Okay, let me just, you got to understand this. You are not supposed to be saying the N-word. Never. Okay, first of all, you shouldn't even be thinking it, whatever. But you definitely should not be repeating it. You should not be saying it to anybody that is African-American. Okay? And I say this because Gary Patterson from TCU had to apologize for using the N-word. So let me read the story for you, okay? So the TCU head coach didn't elaborate on when and why he muttered the word, only adding, "I have always encouraged our players to do better and be better, but I must live by the same standards." Gary was accused on Monday of saying the word during a dispute with a linebacker, a team workout this past Sunday. In the accusation, redshirt freshman Dylan Jordan claims he was quarreling with Patterson during practice. When the coach told him, "You're an effing brat, I'll send you back to Pitt," referring to DJ's hometown of Pitt, Kansas. "I said, for what? I did nothing," Jordan said. He followed up, "You've been saying the N-word in the meeting room." Jordan said he and other TCU players refused to show up to practice on Monday over the coach's use of the word, adding Patterson came into the locker room and said, "I wasn't calling him an N." Jordan continued, "The behavior is not okay now or ever, and there needs to be repercussions to these actions." Another TCU player, the tight end, and Travius Lynn, said Patterson did in fact say the slur, but added Patterson never directed it at Jordan or anyone else. He said UN or N was never stated to anyone and never said. Coach P was trying to get Dylan to stop saying the word, period. So Patterson then put out a tweet to tell everybody, "I met with our senior leaders and council last night." As this thing now, here we go. "Last night about how we move forward as a team together. We are committed as individuals and as a program to fight racial injustice of any kind. I apologize for the use of the word that in any context is unacceptable. I have always encouraged our players to do better and be better, and I must live by the same standards. Our players, past and present, have always been the strength of our program. These men are and will always be my motivation and driving force." Now, I understand what Gary Patterson was trying to do. Because he's not the first guy that tries to tell a black person that don't say the N-word. And then you try to say it to try to, you know, minimize it, to try to show how ugly it can be. And you're trying to teach some kind of lesson. But you're not teaching a lesson to somebody that's black. They know the word. They know exactly the connotations of the word. Now, I don't know if I should phrase it this way or not, but to the African American community's credit, they have used a word that is just a terrible word. It's got a terrible reputation, but they have desensitized it to a point within their community that they use it as a term of endearment. That they can use it as a term where you're actually, you know, complimenting somebody. You know what I mean? And we can never do that. Only black people can do that. And you have to understand that if you're white. Okay? I mean, if you're going to sing along with the rap song, I would hope that, okay, you don't mean anything by it. You're just going along with the song. I hope you're doing it in your car, by yourself, nobody around, okay? And I get it, you're just singing the lyrics of the song. You don't mean anything bad by it. I mean, everybody's heard plenty of songs, and you go along with it. But you got to understand that you're not going, you cannot desensitize the word. Okay, white people, you're not allowed to do that in no way, shape, or form. Now, for a lot of people, it's not acceptable the way some in the black community have desensitized the word, you know, the N-word. And I'm sure there's plenty of people, and I'm talking about the white community, there's plenty of people that hate that, that they've desensitized it because they don't want the word to exist, because it's just a word that just does not bring any kind of positivity to it. But again, there's a certain section of the community that has found a way to desensitize it the way Archie Bunker did it, the way Red Fox did it, the way George Jefferson did it, the way Don Rickles did it, that they attacked racism with a level of humor, and they kind of brought those walls down. Now, we can't do that in today's world. Don Rickles cannot survive in today's world. Red Fox, none of these guys, man. Archie Bunker, none of these guys can survive in today's world. But it was a different time when we desensitized racism. But our problem was that in that during that time, while we were desensitizing it, we never did anything about it. We allowed it to fester. We allowed it to continue. And that's the difference of what's going on in today's world. That in today's world, it's not just about the word. It's now about the actions. And so now we're going after people, not just for the words, but also for the actions. And we're not allowing them that leeway that we used to. But white people, at one point or another, you got to keep understanding. You got no place with that word. Okay? At all. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't understand. And it's usually administrators and coaches and teachers that are usually trapped in that thing with the N-word, where they're trying to reach somebody because they hear two black guys using the N-word loosely. They can do that. You may not find it right. You may not like it, but they can do that. Just like if you watch anybody from the Jewish community, the Jewish people are the most self-deprecating people there are in the world. They are awesome. They've got maybe the best sense of humor out of anybody. But yet they can say things about their own that nobody else can. Just like I'm Cuban American, just like us Cuban Americans, we can say things about ourselves that other people can. That's just the way it is.
Well, I get a pass because I grew up in Hialeah.
You get somewhat of a pass. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. But the N-word, you don't get a pass. There are no passes, okay? You got to learn that there are no passes to any of this. So please stay away from it.